Hello.
Yes, I don't know if the call was what happened.
Was it? That was your phone or my phone?
I don't know. I was talking and then it just hung up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I need
Picking
to.
up where we left off at, were you coached in any way for this phone
Yeah,
call?
no, sir. You were telling
Do
me
you
about
swear the
coaching.
information you provide on this phone call is truthful and accurate?
Yes, sir.
All right, so with your acknowledgement of perjury, I will proceed. Calls are recorded for quality assurance and security purposes. Have you spoken to an attorney already or retained one on this matter for a
No,
roundup?
sir.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes. Okay. So when were you you use Roundup at home or at work?
At home, for my back, for front and
All right,
backyard.
directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And when did you start and when did you stop using the
I thought
Roundup?
I was using Roundup since like 2006, and then
Up
I
until
stopped
when?
to 2016 once
All
it
right, so
died.
for 10 years.
Yeah.
All right, so estimate the number of times that you used it, like 10 times, 100 times, just an
Well,
estimated number.
all in all, out of all the years, I
Yeah,
would
just
say
an estimate.
like once every year I use it about maybe 47, 48 times like that. Like I don't.
Okay, and were you affected and exposed through like your hands, feet, legs, face, etc.?
Kind of, but not really. Like no, but it, you know,
There's
once you
no
use,
kind of. The question
not
is, were
kind
your
of.
body parts exposed? If it was
Yes.
direct exposure, yeah, okay, that's the question. Okay,
Yes.
hands, feet, legs, body
Yes.
parts.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You have to be listen to my questions because I just don't want to have to disqualify you. Okay.
I feel you. I
Yeah.
feel you.
And it's not just yourself. It's everybody that I speak to. They have to be clear, and we don't want to have to do that to people for no reason. Okay. But
I
these
feel you.
questions are designed that way to disqualify you based upon your responses. Okay.
No
So what
problem.
type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Hot, how you say Hodgkin's? It's a Hodgkin's lymphoma. The words be just so crazy, but when they ask me about it, they explain it to me like that. But as
Okay,
far as
do you know what the subtype is?
meaning,
The subtype. And there's no mean there's a subtype
what you mean, like
of
my
the
well, one more basically.
subtype. Okay, there it's the cancer has a subtype. It's called what you said, non-Hodgkin's. Okay, but there's a subtype. Do you know what that is?
Diffuse B, diffuse
Okay,
B.
so diffuse B.
Yes.
Diffuse B what? It has to make sense to me.
Diffuse B cell leukemia.
Diffuse B cell, okay? All right, you see where we're going with this, right? We have to be clear, okay? I don't want to have to disqualify anybody for no reason, okay? But it has to make sense because everyone's listening into these phone calls, okay?
I
That's why
feel
it's
you.
recorded for quality assurance purposes, like I said. We just don't say it, you know, for no reason, okay? Everyone's
Okay.
listening. Okay, so when were you diagnosed with that cancer?
August 16th of 2016, sir.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions. We want to know if you're in the possession of any of the following documents. Okay,
Yes, go ahead.
or if you can get them. In other words, medical proof. Okay,
Yes.
are these yes or no questions? If you can get medical proof, then yes. If not, no. Okay? So yes or
Okay.
no. All right. So first is medical and billing records related to your diagnosis for cancer. Can you obtain copies?
Yes.
All right. Medical billing records related to cancer treatment.
Yes.
Prescriptions or purchase receipts for medications after you were diagnosed with cancer.
Yes.
Roundup purchase receipts.
Yes.
Roundup cans and bottles that you may have used.
Yes. I got receipts, yes.
No, receipts, you answered yes. Now we're talking about cans and bottles. You
What do
have
you mean,
cans and bottles?
do I save them? No, yeah. I don't have
no. Multiple. Okay, so be careful. You just don't want to say yes just for no reason either, okay? If it's no, it's fine, okay?
Because when it was going down to medical, yeah, then the building and all that, I was like, yes, I can do yes. That's
why. Right. That's why I said listen carefully. That's the way they design these questions, okay? It may be tricky, and you know, you just keep saying yes, and they're not knowing that that's you're committing perjury now. You see what I mean? That's why it's like that. Okay, so Theodore was exposed to Roundup products for about 10 years, right? About 10 years. Home, used it at home, like you said, and diagnosed with B-cell lymphoma around, you said,
August 16th.
He was diagnosed, who was the diagnosing doctor?
A doctor, Andrew, his name is Peapod. That's how I call it, Peapod.
Okay, I don't know. I got to look it up, so help me out with the spelling for the Peapod.
Okay. P I P P A.
That's it?
Andrew. Andrew Peapod.
And then what hospital?
Oh, St. Francis Emory.
St. Francis Emory.
Yeah, okay.
Where's that at? What city and state is it?
Columbus, Georgia.
All right, I'm going to look it up, okay?
Yeah.
All right, because this info, it goes on your medical release form that you signed for. So that way we can verify, you know, your medical information, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me look it up. One moment, please. All right, so I have the doctor. It came up as Andrew Peapod, actually.
Yeah, that's it.
And St. Francis Emory is the hospital. Oh. Is that on Manchester Expressway?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so then we have the right doctor and right hospital. So go ahead and tell me about what happened when you went to the hospital. You got checked up, and what did they do? You know, did they have to run tests? Obviously, they do. That's just part of the procedure. And did they do any surgery? Did they provide treatment? Give me all those in details about what happened at the Emory Hospital.
Well, when I went in there, I was feeling like breathing issues and stuff. So when I went in there, I was telling them what was going on, and they started saying, "All right, well, we're going to do this test and that test." At first,
like
I was kind of scared. They were saying that they wanted to put me in the MRI, and I would have to stay in there for an hour or so, and then they was a CAT scan.
CAT scan
is no problem because I had that before, so I wasn't worried that far. But then when they start talking about putting needles and injecting me, I really don't like needles, but I was fucked up, so I said, "All right, you know what? Let's just go ahead and get it in." So when I went over there and they did that, I stood in there for 7 days while they was running these tests. Sitting there 7 days.
Listen, what else happened? MRI, CAT scan?
CAT scan, MRI, CAT scan. And then they gave me the biopsy. That's the really part I didn't really like, that biopsy part, when they took some skin, some tissue. I didn't like that. I didn't like that part. And they did some blood tests. They did the urine, you know, the normal shit. They tested, and then they did a HIV AIDS test, and it was just, yeah.
Okay. After that, then what happened? You had surgery?
No, I didn't have surgery.
No surgery? Did they have a treatment?
Yeah, I did chemo.
Okay. Talk to me about the treatment. Chemo?
Yeah, I did that. Dude, I had to go there like once a month to do the chemo. They hooked me up to the saline thing, the IV shit, and I sit there three and a half hours. Never went over 4 hours. Never went that far.
So how long was this chemo treatment? You never told me that.
I did it for 6 months. So they give you six cycles.
6 months.
They give you six.
Okay.
Cycles. Yeah,
and when's the best time to reach you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Well, sometime the morning because I get up early. It depends on if I go to sleep late. And if I go to sleep late, I'm going to be up late. I'm going to wake up late, basically what I'm saying. I go to sleep early, then I'm definitely going to wake up early. But it depends on how I be feeling sometimes. But you can reach me anytime out here, because if you sleep, I'm going to hear my phone ringing.
What's your email address?
CO Jones@525.
I didn't hear that.
CO Jones, Jones, 525@gmail.com.
And you're on Wickham Drive in Columbus, Georgia?
Yes.
All right, let's get you transferred over. All right, so they're going to go over everything that you just told me right now, okay? But they might not be like me where they're, you know, listening because they're checking for case accuracy based on the responses that you provided. So be sure you listen, okay? When you told me about who diagnosed you, what happened, just like you told me, it all has to match up, okay?
I feel you.
All right, so go ahead and answer your phone, please.
Okay. It says scan likely.
Yeah, that's just how your carrier picks up these extensions. You know, T-Mobile and